Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our ninth installment on Kiddush. Just to tie up some loose ends from the last few days, so first of all, we discussed the fact that there is a concept, if one hadn't designated wine before Kiddush was made, there was a concept of the people around the table being given Kiddush wine from the cup of the person who made Kiddush. All that really means is there should be at least a minimal amount of wine added to the wine that's distributed to the people. A minimum amount of wine from the Kiddush cup added to the wine distributed to the people. So thank God there's a number of people around the table. The person probably will need to supplement the amount of wine he's giving out over the remnants from the Kiddush cup. The point is, just as long as a little bit of the wine going around is from the Kiddush cup, then however it ends up getting distributed among the people is really fine. That's one point. The other point I just wanted to make, and this is not only true for Kiddush, this is true for many different mitzvos, is that when a person is drinking, they should drink within a certain amount of time for it all to be counted as one drinking. I don't want to get bogged down at this juncture as to how many minutes we are or are not talking about. It might be a matter of minutes, it might not, and there's different opinions of how many minutes you're talking about. The bottom line is, when one is drinking from Kiddush, at least the person who needs to be drinking a majority of Revias, that person should really sort of drink at least the majority of Revias without delaying in the drinking. I don't mean they have to throw the wine into their down their throats, but it should be a direct drinking. It shouldn't be that a person sips a little bit from the cup and 5 minutes later takes another sip and 5 minutes later takes another sip, and then by the end of the meal they've drank the majority of Revias. Just to keep that in mind in general. Okay, now, what type of wine should one make Kiddush on in the first place? There certainly is a concept of wine being preferable to grape juice. That, of course, is assuming that a person is comfortable making Kiddush on wine. If a person's not comfortable making Kiddush on wine, certainly for health reasons and even because they don't like wine, it's definitely reasonable to make Kiddush on grape juice. Now, within wine itself, there is a halachic difference between red wine and white wine. There is a preference in halacha of making Kiddush on red wine. It's based on a pasuk, Al tera yayin ki yis adam, don't be moved by wine even though it's red, thus implying that wine being red is kind of an ideal aspect of wine. If one doesn't have red wine, it's certainly fine to make Kiddush on white wine. And even if one has red wine available, but it happens to be that the white wine that one has, one prefers the red wine, it would be appropriate to make Kiddush on white wine. So all things being equal, we certainly would make Kiddush on red wine, but if one likes the white wine that they have more than the red wine, it would be appropriate to make Kiddush on white wine. There is a question in halacha if one could make Kiddush on yayin mevushal. The vast majority of kosher wines that we drink are mevushal, are halakhically translated cooked. That's an issue that, through the fact that it's yayin mevushal, we get around the problem of non-Jews handling our wine and things of that sort. So the vast majority of kosher wines on the market are mevushal. Not all, by the way, but the vast majority are mevushal. Is the fact that it's mevushal, does that in any way take away from its viability for Kiddush? So the halacha is, one certainly could fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush with yayin mevushal. There are those opinions that say that it'll be preferable to make Kiddush on wine that's not mevushal over wine that is mevushal. One certainly doesn't have to go to all ends of the earth, and it certainly would not be a good idea if one thinks that one is going to have complications at a simcha or at their table of something in terms of using wine that's not mevushal. Someone might accidentally render it invalid for use. There's certainly no big mitzvah to take that risk. So bottom line is, red wine is better to use than white wine, but if one prefers white wine, that would be appropriate. And also, according to certain opinions, non-mevushal wine is better to use for Kiddush than mevushal wine, but it's certainly fine to use mevushal wine. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.